send you a letter from the front line. A place and applause and some good advice.
Time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north, it's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all down. Of a summer shade, nose diving the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You were sure if you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love. Glory from above. Regardless, dear. It's all down.
Welcome back, everybody. Good morning. This is Shrug It Out. You're listening to 91.5 WFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Let's go. Oh my God, Sabrina actually just walked in. That was kind of perfect timing. How? No, you're not that perfect. Which one are you on? You're on four? Well, it's a good morning, everybody. I hope you're all having a great day. How's your morning so far?
Give me a minute.
Wow. Sassy right off the bat. Kind of an insane way to start the morning. Not what I was hoping for.
Sorry, Chat.
Don't call him Chat. Still don't call him Chat. None of them like being called Chat.
No, they love it.
I don't agree with that.
They're my chat. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. Your favorite co-host is here. I wanted to give David a chance at being the first one here. So that's why I was a little late, you guys. But he did a really good job. He played you one of his songs that he likes. He said the intro, he didn't forget, that's good. Yeah, so we're proud of him. Everybody, can I get a round of applause in the chat for David Rodriguez?
Ooh. Why can't you just ever be nice to me for once?
I don't
and
like
not
you.
Immediately.
Oh, I'm sorry. I do. I love you so much. You're my favorite person in the world.
I
love you so much.
Don't, okay.
You know, Chat, you can't tell, but I'm pinching his cheeks right now.
She's not.
I could be.
You could be, but you're not, and I don't want you to. Nope.
Come here.
No, that's okay. No, don't. She's reaching, Chat. She's reaching.
Anyways, real quick, you know what I noticed last night?
What?
We are the start to everyone's more weeks. Isn't that crazy?
That is kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's so nice.
It's so insane.
Everyone, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for letting us, Sabrina and David Rodriguez, Q-Tip and Patchwork, be your start to your week.
That's not catching on.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
I literally just said it.
That's not how this works. I don't think there has to be consent on both sides for them to actually like it. And I don't like it, first of all.
Why not?
No reason. I can't imagine a single reason.
I mean, Q-Tip is pretty good.
Okay.
Patrick, I don't know, could use some work. Get it?
So anyway.
I did want to try to play some games with you, but we might need some time to set it up / understand.
Well, then how about let me play them a song and then we can go from there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, guys, I'm gonna make you listen to Talk by Hozier because it's infesting my mind recently. All right, I hope y'all like it. Nope, that's the wrong song.
See, guys, this is why I don't let him sit in the big girl chair.
You literally had to ask me for help on every single thing last time you were in the chair.
Guys, men, am I right?
All right. You guys, enjoy talk. I'm going to yell at Sabrina, I think. Off air.
Bye.
Marvelin' at God. Hey, yeah.
that song is not so good. Hozier has been infesting my mind recently. It's a little bit bad probably for me.
One of the tour guides over the summer when Hozier came out with his album, she was so excited. She was playing it for everybody. She was playing it out loud as like the tour groups were coming in and stuff. It was really fun.
Hozier fans are insane with it.
And I love her for it.
Yeah. Listen, my ex, you know.
I know.
Insane with Hozier to the point that, like, I think he's, because he's doing a world trip right now, right? He's going around the U.S., I believe. Mm-hmm. And he, I think he's roughly in Florida, like, where she is.
Mm-hmm.
Gone. I mean, like, immediate screaming, going to buy the tickets, you know, wild with it.
Good for her.
Dude, any good concert like that is going to be fun.
Real. I need to go to a concert. I need to go to a concert so bad.
Probably.
I really, really, really want to. Gary invited me to one, but it was like this Sunday right before or right after break, and I have exam like that next Monday or something. And so I was like, I can't go. That sucks.
You have an exam right after break?
Yeah. Isn't that twisted?
That is sick and twisted, actually.
Yeah, yeah, right? But yeah, so that's really sad. But I do need to go to a concert. I still want to go to the Hail the Sun concert, but I need to find someone to go with me because it's Hail the Sun and this other group, and it's $40, and I don't want to go by myself. If you want to go to a rock concert,
I'll go with you to Hail the Sun.
You will?
Oh, yeah. She's doing the shock
chat,
face chat.
You guys said that he would go see.
And then she's twirling her hair on top of it.
Did I ever tell you, like, my two biggest regrets in life currently is sophomore year. This artist that I really, really like, his name is Andres. He was playing at the Somerville Theater, and his tickets were $12 because he's such a small artist. His tickets were $12. It was at the Crystal Ballroom, and right. I didn't go because I was like, oh, no one else knows Andres. I don't want to go by myself, blah, blah, blah. It's in Davis, dude.
Oh, my God,
I could have went. Like, it's fine. Second of all, over the summer, I didn't see Hail the Sun. The tickets were $20, and I was like, oh, nobody knows them, blah, blah, blah. I was asking the group chat, like, I was asking in so many chats, but then I got Michael to agree to come. Oh. And Michael's, first of all, never been to a concert, much less a rock concert, right? So that would have been his first concert with me at a Hail the Sun rock concert in, like, August, right? That would have been so awesome. But then, I was like, I need to save money because I'm stupid. $20?
And now you're spending double that just to actually
just
do it again.
Just to see them, right? $20, girl, I need to not do that because $20 to see one of your favorite bands, not that serious.
Go back in time and be like, girl,
smack her.
You, like, can make that back up. You can make that back up in like an hour working somewhere.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I was getting paid good that summer too. It's like twisted. It's so sick. Anyways. So, never missing an opportunity to see my favorite bands again. Hail the Sun, I am coming for you. If you're down.
I'm down.
Okay.
Let's do it.
What
was your first concert experience, by the way? Like, who did you go see for the very first time?
I don't know how, but they found me. It was for the Razzmatazz tour.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Really,
was that fun? Was that a good time?
It was so much fun. I went with Gary and my friend Michelle. It was so much fun. I was so excited. That changed my life. And then I went to Jacob Collier with Ben and Lena. That was the best concert I've ever been to.
That sounds like a lot
of fun. I haven't
been
to very many, but that...
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Did I ever tell you my first concert
experience?
I was
about to ask.
Oh, did I never tell you this story? Dude, okay. My very first concert ever was Ed Sheeran back in high school. The worst part is, I don't like Ed Sheeran.
Why did you go?
Because my girlfriend at the time was like, hey, wouldn't it be so romantic if we went to a concert? And I'm like, I've never been to a concert. And she's like, oh, awesome, we should go together with my mom. So I went to an Ed Sheeran concert with my girlfriend at the time and her mom. And it was so weird because it was one of those giant stadiums and we were all the way in the back, like high up. We couldn't see anything. And I didn't know any of the songs. So I was just kind of like nodding my head to it because I didn't know what was going on.
Ed Sheeran is not the type to like be like pretending that you know what's going
exactly.
on. Like, you have to know his song.
Yes, it's just it's so like you can't just vibe with his songs because everyone there is like a chick screaming at the top of their lungs, and it's like I was a twink. I looked so out of place. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't right.
What year was this?
This was like my sophomore year of high school, maybe even freshman.
Y'all were dating your freshman
year? No, you're right. It was sophomore because we were not dating. No, were we dating at the time?
Your freshman year? She's a year below you.
No. I'm talking about Sarah. My very, very first girlfriend, Sarah. The one that sent nudes to my friends halfway through our relationship. Yeah. 2 weeks in, baby. Wild experience. Oh. She was so interesting thinking back on it. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's considerably worse, actually. Ed Sheeran, that's why it never worked out.
Yeah, exactly.
Ed Sheeran, come on, dog.
That ginger, he just had a hold on her, I guess.
I'm just saying. I love him, though. Eddie, if you're listening.
Ed, come on to our show. We'd love to have you, Ed.
We would love to have you. I saw this cat photo that looked just like you.
Amen. Babe, I went to the Bebop and they had your picture up there, and I'm just like, you know what? If only you would come back.
If only you would come back from the heavens.
They miss you so much.
We miss you so much.
So much. Goodness me. What a wonderful experience we're having together.
I'm so happy.
How about we play another song and then you ask your burning question that you got.
Alright, I got you.
Yeah, alright?
Yes.
Alright, guys, we're gonna let you listen to How Do We Feel About Valentina by Dreamer.
I think we should play I'm Not a Dreamer by Dream, the Minecraft YouTuber.
So, anyway, guys, please enjoy Valentina by Dreamer. I see all.
Oh, it's called I See a Dreamer.
No.
See, y'all couldn't even tell it was over.
Immediately had to blend it in perfectly like that.
Yeah, you're welcome, you guys. Yeah, that was a quick song. Like a minute 30.
Valentina, 209, close. But not really, you were off by 30 seconds. But
I mean, you know, still better than what it could have been.
Oh, you ever see those memes where it's like, oh, Barack, I'm scared. What if I fall? But then it's like, oh, darling, what if you fly? You ever seen those? No, just me. Yeah, me neither.
With Barack Obama?
With Barack Obama. It's always with the most obscure people.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't think I've ever seen it with Barack Obama.
Well, I love Barack, so you know what? I just like seeing all those posts about him. I have an entire page just dedicated to Barack Obama.
Did I tell you I wrote a letter to Barack Obama?
Yes.
Twice.
Tell the story on air. Tell the story.
It's not like a crazy story. I'm going to add a part that makes it crazy.
Okay.
So I wrote a letter to Barack Obama, and this was like third grade. And I was like, oh my God, Barack Obama. And I was telling my friends in school. I wrote a letter.
Yeah.
Hold on. I wrote a letter. He sent me like a response, and the response was just like super generic, but I thought it was Obama, whatever, whatever.
Right.
And then I wrote another letter asking about the war that was going on. My dad was stationed in Bahrain.
Oh.
And I was like, hey, can you bring my dad back? Like, I'm kind of like upset about this. And Barack was like, thank you to our troops. Like, he wrote me like a different letter, not the AI generated one. Who knows? Maybe he had a ghostwriter, but it was more specific towards my letter, right? The second time. So I told my friends about this in school, and there's this one girl, Kaylee. I used to call her Sissy, but also she used to get on my nerves a lot because she wanted to be me so bad.
I feel like any girl with the name is. I had a Missy, got on my nerves all the time. It's just required.
Who's naming their kids Missy? No offense. If there's any Missies out there, I love you.
Her name was Melissa Massey, but she somehow got the nickname Missy.
Just merge it.
Exactly.
That's kind of awesome, actually.
Sorry. So you had Sissy over there.
Yes. So. Basically, she found out, so anything I did, she had to do it and then publicize it way, way more. And so people thought that she was the one that did it. And so I told her I wrote a letter to Obama. So she wrote a letter to Obama, and then she presented it in front of the class. And so everybody was like, oh my God, Kaylee, she got a letter from Obama. We're third graders. We don't know what's up. But me in the back, I was like, he wrote that exact letter to me first. Like, that was the exact, that's how I know that the other one was more specific, because that was a carbon copy of what he gave me. And like, with the photos and everything, I have a picture of his dog and his daughter.
He's just handing that stuff out, just no reason.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, what on earth? And then everybody was like, oh my God, we got a letter from Obama. And I was like, okay, I got one first.
And then I got a second one, more personalized.
Exactly.
Probably not Barack, but still.
Probably not Barack, but I'm third grader, I don't know.
Yeah, Barack, if you want to send her an actual letter, you know, give her...
Please let me know. My address is 419 Boston Ave, Medford, Massachusetts, 02155. Thank you.
That's not true. She's lying.
What?
My bad.
Huh?
My bad. What was your question, by the way? I believe you had a question to ask.
Chet, I'm scared.
Chet.
Okay. So, all right. So, my question was... If FBI had to search forever for a paperclip in your house, where would you hide it?
In my house?
Yeah, and they got to search forever for it, and you just had to make it so that they like the longest.
That's a very good question.
Thanks. I came up, no, I didn't. I stole it.
I have three ideas.
Alright.
Okay. One of them is disgusting, but it's required. You know what I'm saying? So, my first idea would be to disguise it as, like, can I warp...
You could disguise it.
Okay. I would warp it into a ring and then make it, like, a curtain or something, like a curtain hanger or something like that, so that way it just looks like the rest of the curtain hangers of like probably of my bathroom, you know, something like that, so that way it blends in easy. That's idea number one. I feel like that would last a decent while. I don't think anybody would look there. Number two would be I would just, like, you know those videos where they have a chip in where they break open a table and they fill it with like an eggplant
sesame seeds.
That's like I would break open a little part of the table, put it in, like fill it with epoxy, you know, and then scrub it down so it looks like the rest of the table, paint it so it looks normal. They'll never find that. Absolutely zero chance.
I know you have a third one, but real quick, my one, I listened to that question and I've been trying to think of different options, and I've heard so many good ones, like in like the comments and stuff like that. All I can think about is like breaking open the wall and then putting it in there and then putting like ramen and shaving it down, like how they do in like the 5 minute craft videos.
Because no one would check there.
Who's going to do that?
Even if you checked, it's like, how do you find, that's such a small piece of the wood, you'd have to literally shred it. And then you'd lose the paperclip.
And you have to like add like the ramen, the eggplant or whatever, because then they're going to hit it and then they're going to be like.
Period.
What?
I'm so confused.
And then they're never going to look further because they're going to be so stunned.
Anyways, exactly.
Third thing.
Okay, so I changed my mind about the gross one. Instead, I'd probably put it, like, take apart an AC unit and make it look like one of the pieces of the AC unit. You know what I'm talking about? And then just close it back up and leave it like that.
What was the gross one?
I was going to say, because I saw it in a cop movie one time, to just, like, flood a toilet with, and then just put it in the, you know what I'm saying?
How would you have that much?
Dark my dumpy on leashes.
I don't. No. Never mind. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Also, that's just not a good one.
Yeah, it's,
the cops have forever.
Yeah,
they'd eventually
go in there.
I think that even if they weren't looking for it, I feel like they probably would have like cleaned it up, called some.
Well, then if they flush it or something like that, then you know it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like then the paperclip is out of sight, out of the house, and it's not my fault. They're the ones who removed it from the house. Therefore, they no longer have the opportunity to find it.
I feel like they probably would have dug around a little bit.
Dude. A federal agent? You think a federal agent gets paid enough to dig through that?
I mean, yeah. Your point. The whole point is to find stuff.
Me.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're working infinite overtime. All right. They're never gonna find this paperclip. They want all those hours for doing absolutely nothing.
Yeah. Good point.
Exactly.
Anyways. That was. That's the main question I had, and then I had a game, but I just saw this other question that I had, which I think is funny. What were you doing on December 12th, 2012?
Dude, I don't know. How am I supposed to know this question?
Because that was like a significant moment in history.
Not really. No.
12-12-12.
I know, but...
Hello?
More important was 11-11-11, which is my mom's birthday. Yeah.
Miss Sharon, happy birthday. I love you so much.
Okay.
You're
off by a couple months, but that's fine.
It's okay. I'm saying it early.
I'm getting ahead of time.
I'm getting ahead of the
You're
game.
You're also off by 12 years.
Okay. Well, yeah.
No, 13 years.
What
excuse
are you,
me.
A narc?
A narc?
Yeah.
Insane.
Anyways, so you don't know what you're doing on December 12th, 2012?
I don't know. I was probably watching, like, Christmas movies with my parents, if I'm being entirely honest. Or you know what, I remember this one time when I was young, it was December, and I think we were watching, like, because I was really into, you know, WWE when I was younger. I think we were watching like WWE, and I was looking at the time, and it was like, oh, 13 days left till Christmas, and I got so excited, and I'm like, I have no idea how I'm gonna survive the next 13 days before Christmas, because I'm so excited for Christmas.
That's so cute.
So maybe
that's
that
so
was
cute.
Maybe that was December 12th, 2012. I don't really know, but that's the only thing I got.
Wow, I love that. That's adorable, actually.
I know. I was such a little cutie patootie. What happened, right?
I know, right?
What happened?
Goodness, now you're just... Anyways, so, chat, we have a game.
We have a game?
Do you want to play your song first?
Let's play a song, because I still don't remember the rules. So, let me set this up, and then we can go for that.
Chat, if y'all want to answer any of those questions, please FaceTime, Skype, use the chat function on WMFO.com. Actually, before that, do you guys want to do a fun little PSA? Hold on, we can look for one together, you guys. There's a dog. Okay. We're going to read this one. This one is about loud noise and vibrations from planes, okay? Are you constantly annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Sky decision. That's crazy. This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane that's departing from the Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near constant noise. Oh. Why was there white noise? Okay. Near constant noise for the humans underneath as a result. Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filled with the mass port counts, but... What? But it's the first form each household that matters most. For more information, visit logannoise.org. Logannoise.org. Public message announcement. Real quick before you play, though. Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just waiting for you to finish. I was just...
Real quick. Apparently, Harvard paid whatever place this is to have the airplane stop flying over... Harvard.
Really?
And I was giving a tour one day, and one of the parents was like, they called, and they, and I wasn't giving a tour, I was at the phone, somebody called, and they were like, hey, can you tell Tufts to, like, stop having the airplanes fly over the school? And we were like,
what?
We can't control that. What are you talking about?
They want us to get an air traffic control tower and just be like, hey, guys, can you please, let's go
guys,
west,
come
you know?
On, let's stop.
hey, knock it off.
No.
Bad.
Yeah. Anyways, play a song, girl.
All right. We're going to be listening to Confidence by Ocean Alley, another one that has been infecting my mind.
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. is still probably one of my favorite songs. I've probably been listening to it a little too much, but, you know, we rock with it.
It's a pretty good song. Pretty good song, I suppose.
All right. Show a bit more enthusiasm, please.
Sorry. Oh, my God. This is a good song. Okay. So, guys, the game that we were supposed to play was called Katootsie. And I didn't know that was, like, an actual board game. I thought that was just, like, a you know, silly classic game that everyone plays. Apparently not. And Katootsie does not want the public to have joy and fun. So if we want to play, we have to get the game or make up our own Katootsie questions. So we'll come back with you next week with something, maybe. But in the meantime, we're going to try to play Newlyweds. Mm. However, all these questions freaking suck. Dude.
Really?
Yeah, they're all like, who's most likely to become a spy? Okay. Like, all right. I don't know.
Yeah, let's ask the real hard-hitting questions. Like, yeah. Who's more likely to be caught? Never mind. Never mind. I just mute the mics, I whisper to you, and it turn it back on. You're screaming the entire time.
Wait, can you do that? I want to hear. No. I want to hear.
I'll tell you after.
This is so tragic. Okay, so I have to ask, like, where's Reddit? Give me Reddit.
Oh, you're going for Reddit? And that's how you
Reddit
know
always
that's
has.
That's how you know it's really, really bad.
Reddit always has the best ones.
I mean, that's certainly a take.
Okay. I'm gonna ask as I find them because I don't think I'm gonna find a list of.
Okay, so for anybody who doesn't know Newlyweds, you just the idea is, you know, you ask a question: who is, you know, more likely to blank, or who has the biggest head, or whatever, and then David. At the same time, shut up, and then at the same time we will either say me or you, or should we just say David, Sabrina? What would be easier?
I say David.
David, Sabrina. David. So if you hear us say the same name, we agree. If you hear us say opposite names, we will immediately probably start yelling at each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. First, before I ask this one question out of like 20, mm-hmm. Somebody's response was most likely to kiss me right now, and I think that's so.
That's
funny.
A great one. That's actually
great. I think
great.
That's so funny.
That is uncharted territory, Riz.
Real territories. Okay, so the one question that I have right now.
One question.
Is who is most likely to get upset over stupid reasons?
Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Sabrina. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's just right off the gate.
That's so silly. That is so silly. Okay. Who is most likely to accidentally help a thief escape?
3, 2, 1, Sabrina. What do you mean I would most likely help them?
I think I, like, accidentally. I mean, I think I would also help accidentally, but I feel like you're more willing to help strangers.
What?
Because, for example, if I'm in public and a man is like, hey, could you, like, hold this bag for me? I'm probably not going to hold the bag. I don't think I would do that. But you, I feel like, would, just because, like, you have that additional layer of being a man, and, like, you would help more people.
I just...
On accident.
I mean, you think I'm an idiot? You think somebody with, like, a giant money sign on a bag, and they're wearing, like, black and white striped shirt, and I'm like, that's a person I should help right now?
A little bit.
Dude, I'm... Next question. Next okay. question, or else I'm going to start throwing things.
Who's more likely to forget their best friend's birthday?
3, 2, 1. David. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I almost forgot. I forgot Sabrina's birthday multiple times.
When is it?
It's January 14th, 2002.
Good job.
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah.
Yours is like April, right?
Anyway, guys, I'm going to play a quick song real quick. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Oh my God. I'm stretching.
She's stretching.
Stretching chat. Okay. Who is more likely to give their kid an embarrassing name?
3, 2, 1, Sabrina. David. That's okay. Honestly, I feel like I'm gonna name my dog Boulder. I feel like the list is just not great.
I mean,
great.
I want to name my cat Xbox 360.
Never mind. I want to change my answer. Definitely Sabrina. Definitely Sabrina. Xbox 360.
No, you know what else is also really good? Walmart tile number 47.
No, it's not.
I think that's pretty good. Office Depot is a fade, tailbone.
Okay, tailbone's actually pretty fun.
Technique. Listen, not necessarily for a cat. I don't want to name my cat Technique. That's too normal. But Technique would be such a pretty name. Like, imagine a pretty little black girl. Hey, Technique. You know?
How did a black woman come into this conversation?
It's like a black woman's name. Anyways.
How do you say these things? How do you just say these things?
My vocal cords, I guess. Wow, I don't know.
That was crazy, actually. That's pretty funny.
Who is more likely to become an influencer on social media?
3, 2, 1, Sabrina. Yeah.
Easy.
She was like, she dreamed of being an influencer for a while, too. That was the worst part. She still wants to be an entertainer.
I do. Y'all, if somebody wants to sign me, let me know.
Nobody. You don't have a following of more than 200 people.
Actually, on SideChat, I have...
Okay, shut up about SideChat. They don't know your name. They don't know who you are.
You know they're going to start making accounts. Did I tell you about the partnership thing they told me to be a part of?
No.
SideChat messaged me. The whole world is going to know.
She was biting her fingernails, too. She did the whole shebang.
Yeah. SideChat messaged me like a few weeks ago, and they were like, hey, we want to add a bunch of our highest karma people to our partnership program, blah, 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 blah. And then I ignored them. And then they texted me again, and they're like, hey, so you ignored us the first time, so we're trying this again, blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay, well, I guess, you know, fine. I'll join the Zoom just to like see what's up. First of all, I'm not paid, which is so twisted.
What?
Like, right? Like, why would I be a part of a partnership where I'm not being paid? Guys, I love you, but not that much. Second of all, SideChat is basically just going to become Twitter, which is low-key kind of upsetting. Mr. SideChat, if you're hearing this, don't do that. Like,
it's literally the antithesis of the reason why we all joined SideChat.
No, right? Like, they're going to make accounts and stuff like that, and like...
Like, Big Dog, that's not... Why would we want that?
Why would we want... Apparently, it's, like, optional. Like, you don't have to have an account, but why would you give us the option? Like,
dude, it's just going to make things weird.
Right, exactly. And they already took away, like, the 5-mile radius thing from Yik Yak, which makes me upset, because Yik Yak was so good for that. That was their whole thing. But, like... Yeah, so, yeah, there's that. You're also not going to be able to downvote things anymore. Like, you can only upvote or like, and I'm like...
Dude, God, it's like, oh, my God.
Y'all are getting too creative up there. Put it back in the box.
Not creative. You know? You guys are just becoming another corporation at this point.
Honestly,
you know what I'm
TBH, y'all should have stopped while you were ahead. You should have stopped at the leaderboard. That was all you needed.
Period. That was honestly, that was probably the best innovation had so far.
Real, real.
It's fine. It's whatever.
But yeah, so... Keep a lookout for that. March 20th, I think.
Oh, damn. Actually.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Crazy. Anyways, who's more likely to fail a driving test?
3.
Wait, I don't actually... Why are you looking at me?
3, 2, 1, Sabrina.
Dude, I'm only saying
I drove an ambulance for a while.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
I'm
you did that.
I'm literally certified to drive an ambulance.
I was like, I've never seen you drive. I wonder if he's a good driver.
What do you...
Sorry, you're right, y'all. I actually am really surprised that I passed. I failed the rider's part 3 times.
Dude, what?
I failed it twice. And then the third time, I was 1 question away from failing it again.
Oh, my God.
And... and then on the actual driver's test, which, by the way, in Mississippi, they don't give you the driver's test anymore. They
really?
It's really, like,
that's
awful.
So bad. That's so stupid.
It's only the writing, and then you wait a year, and then you get your license. What? That's so stupid. But, I almost failed the writing one 3 times, and then I didn't know where my headlights were when I took the driver's test. I didn't know where my headlights were, and then the lady was like, they're right here. And I was like, okay. And she was like, you can pass. And I'm like, okay, thank you. So
God,
I can drive. Them. And I know where my headlights are now.
You know what? God, you know, absolute. God bless you. God bless you is all I can really say at this point, because it still feels wrong. No, do not give praise. Do not give praise to God.
Sorry.
Ask the next question. I'm still fuming.
Okay, sorry. There was no more good ones in that one.
She has to scrounge around. Well, that's one more question, then we'll go to the next song.
Yeah, okay. I have to look for a good one. Chat. This is... Dang! This one, hold on. I'm not asking this one, but this one, chat, I'm so sorry. You cannot be involved in this right now.
True. Hang on a second. Sorry.
Okay. I'm just,
no. Hang on a second. Oh, damn.
We already know.
Do we already know?
We do already. Not from you and me.
Oh, okay. Valid.
Yeah. Guys, why can't I look for any good ones? R/teenagers.
No, I don't know. I don't feel like that's the good one.
Yeah, you're right. This one was who's most likely to blame Bush. What the flip? Okay, guys.
Teenagers are so unfunny.
I know, right? Like, who's most likely to get divorced 6 times? Like, who's most likely to doo-doo fart on someone?
With that,
I think that's a good
one. I think we're going to the song break. All right, you guys. Next, you're gonna listen to "Must Have Been a Ghost" by Proximity Parada.
Chat, text your responses below. Who do you think is more likely to doo-doo fart on someone?
I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were real. I guess it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Every time I get close, can't keep you around. Thought I knew you, but it must have been a ghost. I don't see no one. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were real. Shame on my eyes, thinking you were real.
Hi, y'all.
Welcome back. Sabrina was trying to play a song. It has cuss words in it.
It's one cuss word, so we could theoretically bleep it out, but that means that we would have to be paying attention.
I don't think we're going to be paying attention.
It's okay, guys. I'll edit it down for next week. It's a single cuss word in the whole song.
What is it? Actually, don't tell me. I just realized that you're not even allowed to. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Little Geronimo, come on. I DM'd them and I DM'd Andres.
Mm-hmm.
Just being like, hey, y'all, love your music because I love doing that. Y'all, message your favorite bands on Instagram because, like, sometimes they'll respond and it's really sweet.
Yeah, you'd be surprised how many of them respond.
Yeah, and I was having a little conversation with Andres. Love Andres! Oh my god! And Little Geronimo was also cool. You know?
He was alright.
I love Little Geronimo. They're cool. But yeah, they responded back to me and it was really sweet. So,
period.
I really wanted to play the song though.
Do you have another song that you want to play?
Oh, yeah, actually. Wait, hold on. Let me...
Why'd you get sassy as soon as I asked? I was just trying to be honest.
Sorry. I had to check if this one also has cuss words.
Well, give it to me and I'll...
Like a Girl by Lizzo. Oh, nope. Yeah, there is a cuss word. Hold on.
I didn't know these songs coming up in my search.
You don't have cool kid songs.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Let me see this one. Guys, we're gonna find one. We're gonna find one, okay? PH. What if I played a Hail the Sun moment so that way they get a taste of
what you and I are gonna see?
Yeah, hold on. Let me see if there's a clean Hail the Sun song.
I actually don't think my... I know how to get around this. What was the song name again?
Like a Girl. Well, I mean, that one has cuss words. I know it does.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I'm trying to see.
Sorry, we did not exactly plan this out. I'll be entirely honest. We had one song. It didn't work out. Second song didn't work out.
Okay.
It's not going well.
Hold on. I'm seeing if this Hail the Sun one is... Oh, no cuss word?
No cuss words? What is it?
It is. I didn't realize this is what the song was about, though.
Just give me the song.
It's called Parasitic Cleanse.
Parasitic Cleanse.
Yes.
I don't know why my Spotify isn't Spotifying it.
Hmm.
Yeah, there it goes. And it does not. You're right. It is not.
Yeah. Good job, Hail the Sun. Thank y'all being clean.
So proud of you guys.
However, the song is... You'll hear it.
We'll listen to it.
It is one of my favorite songs, though, by Hail the Sun.
And there you go. That's going
to
happen.
You guys are going to listen to my favorite Hail the Sun song. Isn't this awesome?
All right. I don't think I have much else to say, do you?
Nope, me neither. Really.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. This has been Shrug It Out with your favorite host,
Sabrina
and David. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Keep it in check, and we'll see. I'm sure the next show is going to be just as good.
Yeah,
not as
sure.
good as ours though, because we're best.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
Bye, y'all. Have a good day. Love you.
See
maybe
you guys.
Volume Morning also.
Bye. This
that's
is the
not
wrong song.
That's not
I'm
the
playing
right.
the wrong song. I messed
volume
it up.
Morning.
Volume Warning. Uh-oh.
That's basically what you just did.
All right, for real this time. For real this
Bye,
time.
Bye, guys. Have a good week.
See you guys. It's justified doing what they're told to.